Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is hour number two. We're going to go live the last 2.5 hours of the radio show in T-minus 30 minutes. We're live on the radio, obviously. I mean simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv for all of the viewers. We've got Shooter Jennings coming up, son, accomplished musician in his own right, of Waylon Jennings, country outlaw music icon. He got word that because he used a character in one of his books named Shooter Jennings, that Stephen King was a fan, contacted him in the last year, got to know him pretty well, and said, I want to have like a radio host that introduces many of the tracks on my new album, Black Ribbons, that he's been working on for more than a year. And Shooter Jennings, again, a very accomplished, plays with Willie Nelson, other huge bands. And I've heard a lot of his music that I think is really great and very eclectic, very diverse. But I think this is his best work, Black Ribbons, and he thinks that as well. And he told me that I influenced it and influenced what he wrote. And Stephen King changed some of it. It was a collaborative event. So you're going to hear the world premiere spoken word with Stephen King and the music of Black Ribbons, Hierophant, is the name of the band, with Shooter Jennings and Stephen King coming up in an hour and a half from now. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to do two segments on the mindset of the globalist. For those of you that have decided, for whatever reason, to serve this system, most of you have done it unconsciously, you need to really know who you're working for and what their master plan is. So I want to break down some of their control system, what their goals are, how the globalists think, and how we stop them. And then, at the bottom of the hour, for a full hour, from 33 minutes into this hour into 30 in the next hour, Pastor Clennard Howard Childress of Black Genocide .org will be joining us to go over some very important information today dealing with eugenics and the end game. And I do have a lot of other news that I want to get to today as well, but we need to stop the media propaganda. We need to let them know that we're fully aware that we're in a depression. We're fully aware the same banks that engineered the calamity are getting even more power out of it. And even Rolling Stone, a new article that came out a few days ago, Wall Street's bailout hustle, Goldman Sachs and other big banks aren't just pocketing the trillions we gave them to rescue the economy. They're recreating conditions for another crash because they get more power out of it. Here's another deceptive headline out of the Washington Times. American reliance on government at all-time high. And the article says, oh, sure, only 8% of the public in polls like the government and think the government's for their best interest, but we have record amounts of money from the government being given to the public. It says, moreover, for the first time since the Great Depression, Americans took more aid from the government than they got. This printer cut some of this off. Oh, here it is. Moreover, the first time since the Great Depression, Americans took more aid from the government than they paid in taxes. We didn't take that. The banks took it offshore. And what they did spend, they used to engineer the economy into more of a dependent parasite system. So that is coming up as well. You have the head of the IMF calling for a global government and a new global currency. It's all happening. The gloves are off. The establishment is out in the open. You better say no.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If the scientific dictatorship known as the New World Order can keep us ignorant, can dumb us down, have us chasing our own tails, if they're able to keep us from looking up from the dirt to all the things that are happening around us, if they can keep our eyes shuttered like a horse who has blinders on, they will be able to control human development, human society, and the future destiny of this species. We all die, ladies and gentlemen. Life is very, very quick. It goes by extremely fast. But the species goes on forever. If we don't allow the elite to take control of the species and irrevocably change who and what we are. And if you read the writings of all the top globalists and the futurists, Ray Kurzweil and many others, and you will then notice that DARPA and the Pentagon are all quoting their material and building this grid, they talk about how a super elite is going to be given massive life extension technology, but the public can't be given access to it, so they have to build government high security and corporate high security reservations separate from the public, where the controllers can live out their lives and keep the knowledge of the hyper-advanced technologies in weapons, cybernetics, life extension from the public. simultaneously outside the technological fortress keeps, the establishment sees the human race in all the films they fund and the books they put out and the materials they push as a disease, as an infestation of mold or some type of sapien vermin that have to be exterminated. The rollout of Monsanto and others in the last 15 years of genetically modified wheat, corn, soybeans, and other key crops in every major study shows that it's attacking the organs of the lab animals that it's fed to. Simultaneously, we see the honeybees that feed off these crops becoming sick and dying in major studies by universities and even governments. Simultaneously, we see massive rollout with every major food crop converting to GMO. The GMO is very aggressive and in every case infects and takes over the genome of the natural varieties of soybean, corn, wheat, sugar beets. The list goes on and on. The water supply has hundreds of deadly chemicals put in it under the name fluoride. Fluoride alone attacks every organ, precipitates in the bones and the pineal gland, causes infertility, cancer, bone fractures, death in farm animals that drink it. It's all intensifying. Autism from 1 in 25,000 21 years ago to now 1 in 68. You hear PSA saying 1 in 150. That's a three-year-old number. They are brain damaging us. They are killing us. They are soft killing us. They are just incrementally implementing it where suddenly a third of the kids in your neighborhood have cancer or autism, where young people are dying everywhere of cancer. They start using depleted uranium everywhere. The troops come home and die. It's all kept very quiet. The troops take experimental vaccines and get sick and die in many cases. It's all kept very quiet. Binary weapons, soft kill weapons, incremental weapons that take time to build up. Cancer viruses, going back to the 1950s, now declassified that they knowingly use genetic stock from green and monkey and rhesus monkey kidneys to grow it. They selectively took out the SV40 cancer virus, and according to declassified U.S. government documents, in the first wave, 98 million people in the 50s were given it and contracted it. Tens of millions of them died. In the next wave, over 200 million were injected with SV40 that then implants its RNA in the cell walls, causing hundreds of different rare cancers that are no longer rare. Every major vaccine stock company that's had their vaccines tested, this has been in mainstream Indian news, mainstream African, mainstream European news, that they find the cancer viruses, even when the cancer viruses are not supposedly part of the manufacturing process. For 5 years, most meat you buy at the store has been sprayed with live viruses that supposedly kill E. coli. They grow these in giant tanks filled with other viruses. The viruses are then tens of thousands of times stronger than what these viruses naturally occur in the stomach. Crohn's disease and other autoimmune disorders of the intestines, upper and lower, and stomach are exploding. And it's only going to incrementally get worse and worse and worse. Simultaneously, they're using the phony environmental takeover that the banks are openly funding to ensure that no economic development is allowed, that entrepreneurs are not allowed to reverse the depression we're entering that we are meant to never leave, a new way of life where our standard of living drops day after day, week after week, year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation. Ted Turner, Bill Gates, all of them, the United Nations, Maurice Strong, the head climatologist at NASA, all state the Green Revolution is really a eugenics revolution to shut down industrial development, except in select government and corporate reservations, Singapore, one of the most dominant, where high technology systems are developed and then deployed for the gain of the elite, for the detriment of the people. Separately, off of your digital cable boxes, TiVos, cell phones, computers, and then where you work is all wired into computers. Everything is being tracked. RFID, the Pentagon reported in 2002, is going into all of the products. Part of a Pentagon plan, this is all public, to track everything in real time, just like you can use a search engine like Google to search the web in real time. This will then, off of radio readers being put up nationwide and worldwide, they call it smart skin and smart dust, track everything in real time on the planet in a three-dimensional map. But that is not just meant to track you. That is a useful byproduct. The tracking is really about predicting individual group, subgroup, and mass movements. Decade plus ago, they confirmed that off of cell phone tracking records, they could predict over 90% of the time where you were going to travel weeks ahead off a predictive psychological algorithm, basically thumbprint. It's a signature, a wavelength, a mindset, a habit. Now they can predict at much higher levels than that where you're going, what you're doing, what your tastes are off of millions of different choices that you've made that in the aggregate they're able to scan and track using supercomputers. And this is what we know they have. And clearly they're 20 to 30 years, depending on the technological system, more advanced. And it may even be worse than that. That's why they're so arrogant. The future belongs to them, they believe. They believe they are achieving godhood in all of their own documents, in all of their own manuals and memos, and they believe you are not enlightened enough to travel to the next level. They believe, and they throw it in your face in 2001 Space Odyssey, and before he died, he talked about it some, Arthur C. Clarke, technologist to the elite, the inventor of the communication satellite, they love to give you little parables so you understand that you notice the computer kills everybody and tries to kill the final astronaut on its travel out to the Stargate at Jupiter. This is what the elite believe. And there's that final contest between man and machine. The elite don't even consider you in the contest. The elite are tracking their AI computers. They're having debates with these systems. They believe they're already sentient and self-aware. And they are moved on past humanity to how they want to merge with the computers and become a new life form as part of evolution. This takes social Darwinism to a completely different level. So while you're sitting on this planet with gorgeous oceans and rivers and streams and forests and flowers and different life forms all around you, and every cell in your body is more complex than the biggest supercomputer, while all this beauty and wonderment goes on around you, all this evil and corruption and greed is going on. The greed to dominate knowledge is going on around you. And while you care about the Red Sox and the Dallas Cowboys, while you care about wrinkles on your skin, while you care about how much sex you're having and all these petty things, the establishment has completely moved on to controlling the future for their progeny. And they're setting up a system where they will compete with each other into the next phase, trampling and being trampled on. It is a completely sadistic, psychopathic mindset and spirit that has been released. You are already seen as losers. You are already seen as defeated. You are already accepting the soft kill operations being run against you and your family for your petty paycheck, or the signets of power, whether it's your police uniform or your corporate suit, or your petty power as a McDonald's manager. You are looking down into the dirt, looking down at your feet, while the entire universe opens up around you. Now, if we can trigger an emergency awakening in the human species, which has always been the biggest threat to the elite, and it looks like it's beginning to happen, we can reverse this, address the globalists as equals, and have an open debate. But if you can't even get past the first level of their denial that any of this exists, You can't have a discussion.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. When you study the mindset of the controllers, you understand that they want to be gods with their predictive computer systems where they can predict individual and mass movements of people with unbelievable precision. decades ago it was declassified that they were involved in massive weather modification. And like you're a child, every time you say, hey, what are you doing? They say, that doesn't exist, Sonny. Meanwhile, they publish it in literally thousands of reports, and the White House science czar talks about it, and Bill Gates patents all these different weather control systems. They're playing God, ladies and gentlemen. They want to be gods over this planet. They want to decide who can breed, who can have children, who can't. They want to fully, physically, genetically, take control of human society. What we know about these GMO crops and the chemicals they're adding to our food and water is they're actually altering our DNA right now. This is a bunch of mad scientists playing God. And so I want to challenge everyone out there to not believe me, to research this for yourselves, and then decide. Do you like what the globalists are building? Do you want to be part of this? Do you think you're going to get something out of this? Because all the evidence shows you're not. This is a horrible, dehumanizing, very dark system that's being built. The globalists always say they do what they do to help humanity. But in their view, they're helping you by killing you. And then they've got this received knowledge of all the wannabe establishment types. Anybody who's basically gone to college doesn't know why they think this. They've just been programmed that, well, there are too many people. The earth is dying. We've got to get rid of them. Don't you understand, you fool? You're being attacked. The globalists kept the third world from industrializing because that would have economically threatened their hegemony 60 years ago, their monopoly of power. And so they actually caused their numbers to explode and are now moving about exterminating them. And that was talked about in 1949 in the Royal Commission put out by the British government. Oh, we can't just poison and kill them now because we'll actually use a people bomb, but not let them have industrial technology to tie them down, and then later we'll just get rid of them. See, they always control both sides of any equation. It's an evil alchemy, a evil logic, a very, very dark system, because they don't care about humanity. They don't play by any rules. They do whatever they want. They are beyond good and evil in their own words. I don't believe they're beyond good and evil. They tell you there's no good and evil, so you don't have a political or sociological or spiritual rudder. So you have no compass. So they can just make you a petty, insecure, narcissistic fool who sits on the sidelines of human development so they can control where this ship of humanity goes. They control who you think you are, who you think what your destiny is. They set your parameters. They set your goals for you. They lay out what they're doing in your face. They build the technological grid to track and trace and predict what you're going to do and to understand your deepest, darkest secrets. And for the globalist, world government is only the beginning of their kill grid. And they're very close to having it in place. I was on Talk Sport, National British Radio, last night. They said, isn't global government just the next step in human development? I always love that line. As if humanity would just grow into one group loving each other. No, it's one group under a scientific tyranny that's been built by stealth that has a horrible eugenics, genocidal plan at the end of their program. No, it is not natural for humans to all want to be under one culture or one government. It's not natural for children to take Ritalin and Prozac, 20% of them in this country. It's not natural to have police checkpoints searching everyone. It's not natural to have cameras watching us. It's not natural to have school districts come out in the open and say, yeah, we're watching you at home on your computers. Big deal. They think nothing of you. They think you're ready to accept it. They know people are waking up, so they're coming in with a flood of tyranny hitting us from every angle to try to batter us into total submission. But remember, they're not gods. They're not all-powerful. They wouldn't be trying to drug you and poison you and dumb you down if they weren't afraid of the incredible humanity that is in your soul, of all the strength of your ancestors and their trials. And those genetic memories that we carry on with us today to defeat this evil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Shisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1 month supply for only $29.97 plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60 day money back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Nearly four decades after abortion became legal, a woman's right to choose continues to anger millions of Americans. Pro-life advocates regard abortion as the killing of an unborn human. But according to Pastor Clenard Childress, Roe vs. Wade doesn't just target babies. The New Jersey Reverend says the Supreme Court ruling is being used to wipe out an entire race of people. Pastor Clenard Howard Childress, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I understand that you are the founder of a pro-life website called blackgenocide.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why did you start this website?
Well, when I heard the disproportionate amount of African-American women that were falling prey to the abortion industry, and knowing indeed that abortion had become very much a part of the decision-making African-American women were making or doing, the numbers staggered me. And so African-American women make up 12% of the population, but 36% of the abortions. And for every, at this present time, for every two African-American women to get pregnant, one will choose to abort. 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion, and that's from Alan Guttmacher, who sat on the board of Planned Parenthood. So these are statistics that should cause anyone concerned, and thus blackgenocide.org.
Why is it that you believe these women are victims of a system rather than making decisions on what they want to do?
No doubt the abortion industry targets African Americans, minorities. 78% of all Planned Parenthoods abortuaries, I call them, but clinics are located in minority neighborhoods. The targeting of African Americans has now been documented. So we have to look at the abortion industry and look at the philosophic views. And minorities is something that they want less of. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made the comment, at the time Roe versus Wade was decided, we believe they were trying to get rid of populations that we don't want too many of. She made that comment July 11th, 09, and today of last year. Today we're seeing that Roe versus Wade was not decided based on law, but based on ideology.
Just to clarify, you're saying that abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood are purposefully trying to unleash genocide on the African American female community. That is their intent.
Well, yes. If abortion was not lucrative, it would not be legal. There's no question that Planned Parenthood, the leader of the abortion industry in this country, they account for 18% of all abortions. And when you look at the abortion leader and you look at their ideology and their philosophy and their roots and see where all their abortion clinics are located in Houston, right now they're building a mega, it's an enormous building in the African-American neighborhood and Hispanic, designed for completely abortion. They're marketing abortion, not women's health care. They're marketing abortion. And many people need to know, on that building, in that building, there's a floor dedicated to late-term abortions. And I want America to know, late-term abortions are still going on in this country. And so we have to understand that the ideology, the philosophic views of the eugenics movement was to target African Americans, and they're still being targeted today.
Planned Parenthood provides other services other than abortions for the patients that go there to the clinics. And all their patients are not black women. They have women that are all, of all race, all religions, all ethnicities. What do you say about all the white women that get abortions?
Well, I'm looking at the locations. Locations, you go to the market that you're trying to reach, and that's African Americans. Anyone who studies marketing would know, indeed, that's what you do. If you want to reach the Hispanic community, you don't set up in the Italian community, you set up in the Hispanic community. Now, as far as these other services, Planned Parenthood well knows that if they can engage our youth at a young age and be their health provider when it comes to the mindset of what they're going to do and how they're going to engage in their sexuality. We will sell you the condoms. We'll give you the test. We become your guru, your teacher, your mentor. If Planned Parenthood was really interested in the health of these women, they would tell them about the obvious links between abortion and breast cancer.
And we're going to talk about those documented, scientific, hundreds of major studies that every abortion you have massively increases your chance of getting different types of cancer. If your body is meant to abort a baby, 99% of the time it will. It's very unnatural. Making the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I didn't just believe the quotes by Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and others even in modern times. I went to the universities. I sent off for copies of the actual letters where they call black people weeds that must be exterminated. And you see Bill Gates and his vaccine program clearly tied to reduced fertility, sterilization, Nobel laureates on record, even BBC reporting that women are getting HIV who've never had sex in Africa, but they've had vaccinations. They were caught in Libya doing this. We have the UN and their internal documents that I cover in Endgame saying they want to force inoculate to introduce cancer viruses, autoimmune viruses. This is going on against everyone. But going back over 100 years ago, when eugenics was like a rock and roll craze up until the 40s when Hitler embarrassed them. They then changed the name of it. Blacks were the number one target because they could sell more people in the community on going along with it. On that Russia Today video piece that we played half of, we'll put it back on screen. It's Abortion Inc. Is it carrying out black genocide? Abortion Inc. promoting black genocide inside the United States. In the comments, I see people in there, the minority, but still they're there, saying, you black people complain about everything. You black people always say you're the victim. You black people always say people are out to get you. And, yeah, well, there are too many black people. There are too many black thugs out there, on and on and on and on. And then, see, once that idea has been accepted, then it could be done to everybody. I remember debating Planned Parenthood people and debating CPS when they were seizing people's kids for no reason. They would email me, write me, call me, or in person say, who's going to adopt all these black babies? Are you going to do it? Yeah, we're getting rid of them. And it's come out in the news that you can call up Planned Parenthood and say, I want to give money specifically to get rid of black babies. Absolutely, we agree. We'll help you. This is a eugenics organization. And Bill Gates' father, of course, formerly headed it. And they're all pushing this agenda right now. The carbon taxes are about cutting off everybody's resources where you can't even afford to have children now. And so I wanted to have Pastor on our show today from blackgenocide.org because he's been fighting this for more than a decade. And he's been standing up against this corrupt system and fighting for more than a decade. And so we're going to get him to break down basically what we face as a society. But the fact is there's more people wanting to adopt every year in the U.S. That's why people import folks from South Korea and Europe and other places and Haiti. And the truth is people do want to adopt black babies, brown babies, white babies. But the system knows this, and they don't tell you when you're at Planned Parenthood, but there are Christian groups who will 100% of the time pay you, take care of you, and help adopt the baby. No, they just say, kill the baby. And so this is a window into a much bigger situation. So I've prefaced that now, but I want to go to Pastor Clennard Howard Childress, Jr. from blackgenocide.org. Pastor, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Break down your awakening, who you are, what you've done, your research, what we're facing here, and obviously the larger eugenics operation.
Well, you know, sometimes the longer I stay in it, the more I find that it's a humongous machine that I feel the only way it could be uprooted at this point is for the church. That God has always used the church to deal with all social injustices. But how I began was just defending the unborn here locally in my normal teaching. Did not even know such thing as the pro-life movement or pro-choice and all the terminology. And a young lady who was more involved than I was regionally asked me, did I want to get more involved in the movement? She had met one of my students walking by an abortion clinic thinking she was going to go in. She approached her and she said, no, my pastor taught me about this already. And she said, well, who's your pastor? And that led to me going to Learn, Life Education Resource Network. There was a conference down at Virginia Beach, and I felt that I should go. And my wife and myself went, and the first time I heard of the Negro Project, and even why the Akua Burrow was the presenter, and I heard of the eugenic design, the mindset, the ideology, the players. And I was stunned. And I was stunned to find, even more so, having gone to college and gone to seminary, that I never heard any of these things. Not so much as an iota of these things. And yet, it was prevalent, dominating. And at that time, the figure was 1,452 African-American children killed each day. And here I was, a shepherd, and didn't know of this devouring agent that was preying upon the African-American community to the degree in which it was. So I talked to Pastor Johnny Hunter, national director, and I said, I have to want to partner with you in addressing this issue nationally and locally, and thus began by Quest, and in 2001, I came up with the idea, but 2002, we launched the website blackgenocide.org, and actually, the young computer, Michael Spielman, who does Abort 73, abort.73, another great website if you want to see what abortion is. He was helping me put the site together. We put all the information together. He said, what are you going to call it? And I said, just call it LEARN, I guess. LEARN Northeast is just to reach. I want to reach the African-American community with the message of abortion. And he said, well, why don't you just call it Black Genocide? That's what you're always calling it any other time. And when he said it, it was like when Mary heard Elizabeth, something leaped in my womb, and I said, that's the name, Black Genocide. So we called it blackgenocide.org, and it's...
Well, we're going to break down with you the real numbers. 52%, and that's conservative, of blacks never get born, they're murdered. That is a bigger statistical genocide than we've even seen in Rwanda against the Tutsis or what we saw with Hitler. This is a real genocide, and eugenics is the religion of the elite. They teach it as phony environmentalism, that humans are a disease and a scourge. This is what funds the entire global government movement. It's what you always find. It's what all the big banks fund. And blacks are their number one target, but they're doing it to everyone now. And so all these fools out there that are racist deep down and say, yeah, get rid of these black people or get rid of these brown people, you know, all the white supremacists out there, it's being done to you as well. This is for everyone, but blacks are the apple of the globalist eye. And I just want to add that you know, the good news is we see national statistics. More and more people are beginning to wake up to this. But let's break down the Black Genocide Program, the Negro Program, as it was called, by Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation, and what these mass murderers are doing right now.
Well, no question about it. It was a systemic design by the eugenics, the elitists of this nation, and who are very much more in power than I ever dreamed could dream that they were. And the key thing was to introduce abortion and sterilization to the African-American community. It varied down through the years, but of course in 1973, by their own evaluation, they finally found the key element to reduce the numbers of African-Americans under suspicion, that they would not be deemed as suspicious, and that was through abortion. It was also through commandeering key African-American iconic figures to condone it. And this is the greatest strategy. You know, Jesse Jackson, 1977, is basically where I coined the phrase Black Genocide was from Jesse Jackson, who said abortion is Black Genocide. What happens to a mind of a person and the moral fabric of a nation that can abort a baby without a pang of conscience?
Yeah, that's the one good thing about Jesse Jackson is he did come out against that. And you go back to what W.E.D. Du Bois and others, you read Margaret Sanger's letter. She said, we can't let these people know we want to kill them. They don't trust us. We've got to get rid of these weeds. We've got to hire black leaders.
Exactly. Three or four colored ministers with engaging social backgrounds was her exact words. And Jesse, when he decided to be president, he wanted to be president, realized he wasn't going to get the money he needed unless he switched his position. And so he literally became a shepherd leading the sheep to the slaughter. And so
early on he was good, but then he flip-flopped for power. How many millions of blacks have been exterminated?
16 million, and that is a conservative estimate.
I mean, is $1 billion worth it to kill 16 million of your own people or anybody? I mean, they could. Satan could lead me up on a mountain and say, "I will make you God on earth if you'll kill one child," and I wouldn't do it if they were black or polka dotted or green or white.
Exactly.
I mean, this is so evil.
It is unquestionably evil, and it's very sad commentary to the civil rights movement because Dr. King died in '68, and he more or less never was really a designated Joshua to come in and lead, and basically they began to fight amongst themselves for power, and this brought about an opportunity with Roe versus Wade, which was to offer money to these leaders, and they basically buying their silence and asking for their allegiance.
And now 16 million dead people.
16 million. And then there's just the consciousness of the deaf culture being so deeply embedded in the African-American community, the fact that we would embrace a message that would cause a woman to do the antithetical thing about life being in her, and that is to kill it. That is just the opposite of God, of faith, of a walk of religious bringing.
And Reverend Childers, stay there. BlackGenocide.org. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to come back and continue breaking this down. And, of course, they don't stop there. They put the fluoride in your water, the GMO crops, all designed to sterilize you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house.
Here's a Times of London headline from May 24th of last year. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation.
Like a dog with
the Rockefellers, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey.
Riders on the storm.
Secret meeting, it says at the end of the article, for a world government to forcibly reduce world population. Now, it's a litmus test for political candidates in the Democratic Party, but the Republicans, they could have overturned this. Most of them go along with it as well, to carry out this extermination. And Barack Obama, when he got in power, took the hold off of billions of dollars in Africa. where they come into villages and basically force abortions on people just like China. And if you'll adopt this, the big global system gives you all the power because it's about killing. Just like Pharaoh demanded the firstborn be sacrificed, so many other kings throughout history demand your firstborn or they demand your children. It's an act of submission. It's a death cult. Again, I've come through this from studying the globalist's own writings, and they know what they're doing. And this is going on against all communities, but the main focus of this Luciferian system is killing black people. Going back to the Reverend, Reverend Childress, please continue, sir, breaking down what you were getting into with the black leaders, the 52% of blacks never being born, and how we stop this.
Well, and that's what listeners need to know. If two African-American women get pregnant, one of them for sure is going to choose abortion. And at this rate, from Alan Guttmacher, who sat on the board of Planned Parenthood and probably had better stats than most of the Guttmacher Institute, he proudly reports that 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion. He also, what they fail to tell you, of course, as you've already alluded to, and thank God for your work, the health ramifications that are just horrific, which are never discussed. African-Americans now, by using abortion nearly as a contraceptive, African-American women now lead the country in preterm death rates of their children. Due to the fact of the multiple abortions, doesn't allow the uterine lining to have the strength enough to carry full term.
And it's also been documented that these IUDs they put in women in the 70s, 80s, and 90s were designed to screw up women's uteruses.
Exactly.
And same things come up with Depo-Provera, that it a lot of times really hurts women's fertility. Folks, you need to understand, and I mean, I've seen all the big studies. They know it increases cancer risk having abortions.
Yes, 66%. And it's just outrageous that the NAACP has fought every year since 2006 from this coming to the floor just for discussion and workshops being set up just from the health issue point of view, since African-American women, who account only for 12% of the population, are having 37% of the abortion. So if that is the case, and it's already that abortion is the most performed operation on a woman, how can you not allow the information, the health information, especially when it comes to the issue of breast cancer? And it can be clearly seen by all data that breast cancer rose and basically skyrocketed right after Roe versus Wade in the African-American community. So we're looking for a grassroots. Just recently, there's been a documentary out by Alpha and being seen in the Selma Film Festival this Sunday.
Absolutely. We offer it at Infowars.com, the DVD film, incredibly powerful. Back in 70 seconds, Reverend. And again, I've researched all this. Everything he's saying is documented. You need to be as informed as he is, folks, to stop this genocide.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.